Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm really happy that you're here because maybe you're just walking through something that's really hard, and maybe somebody has hurt you, and you hear that phrase in the back of your head, you just need to forgive and forget, and that probably makes you angry. Well, I'm here to break that myth to say you don't have to forget and you won't forget, but we can talk about forgiveness and the weight that that carries when you release the debt. So hang with me today. I just want to speak some life into your heart, and I want to speak to the lies that you might be experiencing right now. If your heart is hurting and it feels so hard to forget, and people just keep saying, well, you need to move on, you need to get over it. Well, listen, you're not going to find that here. I'm never going to tell you to get over it and to move on. I'm here to walk with you through this. So let's talk about forgiving the hurt that may feel hard to forget. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. Something that I really realized when walking through forgiveness is that when I have unforgiveness, like anger and things like that, is it's not even so much about the event that happened, because we know as time goes on from what happened that hurt us, it's not that the pain always fades, it's that it starts to get transformed into something else. It like mutates, like our pain mutates. And in that mutation, it starts to create kind of a ton of other stories. It starts to create a ton of other feelings because we don't address the wound at the time. And so that wound, be kind of, if we're talking even about physical wound, if we don't address a wound and clean it and clear it, what does it get? It gets an infection. And in that, if we're now going back to our lives, is when we kind of let it go, is the event itself doesn't torment us as much as the unforgiveness does. What torments us the most is the narrative that we keep playing about the event, the pain and the beliefs that we've carried since that event happened that maybe have transformed our identity or the way that we see ourselves, the way we see other people, the way we see God. And it's in that torment, because of the emotions that we're carrying with it, that is what's actually causing it to hurt even more. I know personally how hard it is to forgive somebody, and then you think that you forgive somebody, and then the emotions still come. And that's why it's important that we understand decisional forgiveness, which is the decision that you decide, I'm going to forgive this person and release the debt, which we're going to talk about. And then emotional forgiveness is after we decide. That's really stage one. But then stage two is that emotional process that comes with forgiveness. Like, you forgive somebody, but there's still emotions that come with that. You're giving it to the Lord and you're releasing it. And you said this debt is no longer owed, but then you realize you still have all these thoughts that came with it. So there's a process. And I want you to know that this isn't about forgetting, okay? And I know, like I said, how hard it is to forgive. So I want us to understand that there's no limit to which we are to forgive. Okay, we can't decide who is worthy of forgiveness and who is not. And I don't know about you, but sometimes that just, ugh, right? Makes you feel a little, could make you feel even angry. But despite what they have done or may do, we are called to forgive those who hurt us. Matthew 18:21 through 22 says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to 7 times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not just 7 times, but 77 times." Peter really asked Jesus if forgiveness was to be offered 7 times because the Jewish rabbis at the time taught that forgiving someone more than 3 times, it was unnecessary. And you can see they're quoting Amos 1:3-13. So when God forgave Israel's enemies 3 times, then punished them. So when Jesus responded that forgiveness should be offered 490 times, far beyond that which Peter was even thinking about or proposing, in that moment, if we take ourselves back to that moment, there the Jewish rabbis again at the time taught forgiving more than 3 times was unnecessary. Jesus comes in, of course, wrecks their ideas, wrecks their beliefs, and says, no, you are to continue to forgive way more than 3. We're even talking about 490 times here. And it stunned the disciples who were listening. So although Jesus had been with them for some time, they were still thinking in these little terms of the law. I mean, they were still under the law because Jesus didn't go to the cross yet. So they're still thinking in terms of the law as Jesus is teaching them the unlimited terms of grace while he's still with them. And the reality is that we're only able to do this type of forgiving because of the Spirit of God that lives within us. It is he who provides the ability to offer forgiveness over and over again, just as God forgives us over and over again, right? He died once for all. And so when we repent and confess our sins, they no longer exist to him. They're as far as the east is the west. So important things to remember is that forgiveness is not an emotion. There are things that happen to us in a deeply deep matter. And the emotions and the feelings that arise in that pain will take time to heal. But forgiveness, it's an act of love and mercy that God calls us to and anoints us to do. But some things that are important to understand about forgiveness is that we don't confuse it for feeling good. Okay, it's okay. Like, you don't have to feel good the moment you forgive somebody. I just want to free you of that. Like, shame off you. You don't confuse forgiveness for feeling good because feelings can take time to heal, but forgiveness can always be granted. Forgiveness is not trusting. It's not ignoring an offense. It's not letting somebody off the hook. It's also not minimizing your pain. It doesn't require us to find redeeming qualities in somebody. Forgiveness is simply the release of debt. We are releasing someone of debt. It says, I'm going to give you what you don't deserve. You don't owe me anything. God is the only one who can avenge because he is the judge. Romans 12:19 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord." Right now, we're talking inside of the member community about beginning again. And this month, they get a beginner's guide to studying the Bible. Has over 27 pages. It's a biblical study on reading the Bible, but the theme is really beginning again. And I think beginning again can look a lot of different ways. And it's beginning again in a relationship, beginning again, reading your Bible, moving your body, eating, you know, foods that make you feel energized, drinking more water. There's a lot of things in your life that may be beginning again. But I do believe this year is an opportunity for us to begin again with the Lord in the sense of, what's weighing me down? What forgiveness am I holding on to? Because he's not asking you to forget. I'm sure Saul turning to Paul by God didn't forget all of the believers that he persecuted. I don't think you forget something like that. But what happens is that he makes God's grace and mercy on his life even bigger. So it's an important piece of the process and the healing process. And in the member community I was talking about, you can join us right now. Anytime you get the biblical study, you get a biblical study every month. Next month, we're talking about stress and anxiety. You can join us by going to patreon.com/Jessica Hoddle. You can also download the app. It's free, and find me on there and join us. It's $7 a month right now. Cancel at any time. But to really walk through this piece of releasing the debt, And what does that look like? Forgiving others is obedience. So we can forgive and release someone of their debt, but still have feelings attached to the pain that they caused. So releasing the debt, it doesn't erase the pain, but it puts the pain in the hands of God to nurture and care for us. We know that we can depend on God to give us the grace to live out forgiveness. I believe that hatred is the enemy's work, man. When we think about the hatred that we feel personally, what does that cycle usually keep us in? Like, what thoughts do we, like, what fruit is that producing? And I just, as the big sis, I just care too much for you to hold on to that. This process of forgiveness, again, I just kind of said it, it's a process. It's a process of forgiveness. When we continually pursue and release so that we don't try to control the person or the situation, when we start with forgiveness, you won't feel anything. And our obedience is in the trust of our Father, not whether and we feel good or not. We can trust Him with our feelings because we are safe with Him. We need to recognize the consequences of our unforgiveness that is maybe tormenting us and creating and manifesting and mutating, as I said earlier, into so many other things. Remember that those who forgive choose to forgive because there is nothing automatic about forgiveness. It's a choice. It's a choice of obedience out of love and our relationship with God. When I talk about today, forgiving the hurt that is hard to forget. Again, I don't know what kind of pain that you're walking through, but I know that it's carrying a weight in your life right now. And you're feeling weighed down. I can see you. I can tell that maybe you're just walking with a limp, so to speak, and you just wish things could be different, that maybe you're praying God would just take away all of your pain and all of your emotions, but God is not going to take them away. He actually just, out of His love, He says, obey me. When we turn to Him and obey Him and receive His love, it changes. It changes our hearts. Jesus is the one that changes us. He is the one that gives us the ability to forgive the things that are hard to forget. And I'm just believing that this year you will choose to not hold on to that debt, and you will give it into the one who can revenge, who brings the justice, and you release it into His hands. And I pray that over you in Jesus' name. If you just need further community or support with women, come join us inside of Patreon. Again, patreon.com/JessicaHoddle. I'm here for you in there. We have a group chat going, and every single week there's a post and conversation, and every month you get a biblical study on a specific topic. And like I said, next month we're talking about stress and anxiety. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook, and just know that you get to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.